The people of Iceland have voted overwhelmingly against a plan to compensate the British and Dutch governments to the tune of about $5 billion. In a referendum held yesterday, more than 90% of people voted no. The vote followed a long campaign waged by the ordinary people of Iceland against having to pay the debts racked up by Iceland's bankers in the boom years. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Reykjavik.
Things have been fairly quiet in this corner of northwest Europe ever since the Vikings arrived here 1100 years ago and settled down. But that Viking spirit was rising again yesterday on the streets of Reykjavik.
Áfram Ísland! Ekkert Iceland!
Letting off fireworks and letting off steam, a noisy demonstration took to the streets of the capital. Iceland's economy had one of the biggest booms as it moved from fish to banking. But now it's having one of the biggest busts.
We are not going to pay the debts for those bankers. Yeah, those guys have given their debts to us, the people of Iceland.
It's not fair that you and your children have to pay $10 million or something for some crazy people who are eating gold.
Sven-Bjørn Arnesen and Grimur Gunnarsson tell the story that has passed into legend here that one of the best-known bankers ate flakes of pure gold sprinkled into a risotto. The bank causing most of the anger is Icesave, an internet bank that offered high interest rates and especially popular in Britain and the Netherlands. The British and Dutch governments compensated their angry savers when Icesave collapsed in 2008, but then billed Iceland. Reykjavik agreed to pay, but the Icelandic people objected to the terms of the payback, which led to yesterday's referendum. Eigadur Svavarsson and Magnus Arni Skulason last night gathered around a television set with some friends. They're leaders in the fight against the terms of the repayment, and as the results came in last night, they were thrilled.
You are seeing here an outcome of 96.78% in all the districts voting no.
Democracy is a wonderful, powerful tool of expressing and putting a strong message that this is an unreasonable ISF agreement. We want a new agreement.
They say a renegotiated settlement will undoubtedly help Iceland recover faster from recession. The government says it is renegotiating the deal with the British and the Dutch. Others say the danger is the no vote could create another obstacle to economic recovery because the IMF will not release new funds to Iceland until the Icesave issue has been resolved, says Silja Bara Ómarsdóttir, a political scientist at the University of Iceland.
We're not getting the money from or through the IMF that we need to repay other debts and sort of keep ourselves afloat. And sometime during the next 18 months or so, we're really going to need to get money in order just to not go into a sovereign default.
In the meantime, the possibility of a worse credit rating and more difficulty in entering the European Union seem to be a price worth paying for the moral victory for the resurgent Viking spirit of the little guy. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Reykjavik.
You're listening to NPR News.